Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Actions dictate feelings, not the reverse. There is so often where, you know, somebody might listen and they'll go, well, yeah, you don't know that person, or well, I just don't feel like doing that. I've tried and they don't really care. It's the small things that really do begin to grow at compound interest, like Lewis said, you know. So I'm telling you, the stronger person always initiates the peace, meaning if you just sit and wait forever, nobody will move, but the stronger person initiates the peace. So having said that, one way to bless them is that dream blessings. Now, did your husband ever have any dreams that may or may not have come true, things he might want to do?
Yes, he actually did. Mm-hmm. We've talked about those, and then every anniversary we dream together about what impossible next thing God would want us to do together. So
And those are, you know, sometimes those are big dreams, you know. But with Cindy and I, Cindy in some ways is, I don't know if you ever saw any of the movies or read the books, The Lord of the Rings with the hobbits, but, you know, hobbits have these little homes in the Shire, and they don't like to leave. The average hobbit doesn't like to leave the house. Well, that's Cindy. You know, she just loves her home, and if we never really went anywhere, so I'm usually the one that's saying, okay, why don't we go here? And so sometimes what Cindy will do, and it really encourages me, is I know she'll do something. Hey, let's dream about doing something. Well, she'll actually make sure that it happens, to go somewhere, to do something. Recently, we just started going to this workout place called Orange Theory. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it's way too hard of a it's just a ridiculously hard workout. And there's nobody our age. You've ever gone to a place, you know, where you're like, they're all these younger people, but here's Cindy and I just barely making it through. We always look at each other and go, why did we do that? But it's just been phenomenal. It brings me back to, I was an athlete in college and high school. And I mean, but you know, that was something we had dreamed about doing, was let's do something together, to exercise together. And here's Cindy on the treadmill next to me, or over in the weight room thing, doing stuff. And I mean, to tell you, how can you, it's so hard to not love somebody that steps into your dreams and says, hey, this is my total favorite thing to do, but we're doing it. We're living the dream. We're exercising together. So it's been really fun.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.